It's 27-8 on RM Breakfast. Warwick Hadfield joins us in a moment. Our New Zealand cousins, this is the news from overnight in the World Cup, have achieved something very special in South Africa.
There'd be such jubilation for New Zealand if they could just find a goal. That's exactly what they're trying to do in these closing moments. The ball is good, and the goal is good! New Zealand incredibly have drawn the game with Slovakia, surely now. Incredible scenes here. What a moment for the All Whites. Winston Reid has headed New Zealand's first goal in the World Cup finals for 28 years. It's New Zealand 1, Slovakia 1. And it might not sound a great scoreline, but to everybody in New Zealand, it is a historic scoreline.
New Zealand 1, Slovakia 1. Warwick, God not only defends New Zealand, he equalises for them too, on the bell.
Yes, Fran, and if Winston Reid hasn't been deified already, well, he's certainly now the most famous New Zealander since Edmund Hillary, or at least Colin Pinetree Meads, or even Neil Finn. That's because, as we've heard, the New Zealand soccer team, the All Whites, have drawn, unlikely draw, with Slovakia 1-1. Now, the Slovakians took the lead 5 minutes into the second half after what was a bit of an arm wrestle in the first half, and probably a lot of people in over there and here would have gone to bed thinking game over. But if you've watched New Zealand sporting teams over the years, you'd know that when you put a silver fern over a man's heart, he grows a foot taller and a yard faster. And that was the case with Winston Reid. 3 minutes into injury time, he's headed home that equaliser. And you do have to admire the round ball folk from New Zealand. As with Australia, there are stacks of other sports wooing away their best athletes all the time, most notably rugby football over there. And as James Carlton has already noted, the Fairfax media are claiming this one for us Australians, carrying the headline, Australasia 1, Slovakia 1. And I guess if a band with a bass player from Benalla in rural Victoria, two Americans and a New Zealander can be Australian, why not the All Whites? And I'm sure Andrew Johns would probably happily claim them. In the other game last night, Brazil beat North Korea 2-1. A bit of a close shave for the Brazilians. Maicon scored one magical goal for Brazil, which appeared to defy physics. Alano got the other. And Portugal and the Ivory Coast have played out a nil or draw. Didier Drogba played for the Ivory Coast with his broken arm in a cast. Now, the news from the Australian camp as the World Gameroos get ready for the do-or-die game against Ghana. The lawyers are getting involved in the Tim Cahill case to try and keep his suspension to just one game. FIFA may try to extend it to two. And Pim Verbeek has added his name to the list of people who reckon there wasn't much in Cahill's tackle that earned him the tear-stained red card. And Verbeek also hinted that, and you can hear the alleluias coming from the cheap seats already, Harry Kuehl might start the game against Ghana, having not started at any stage against Germany. And in general news, it seems that folk around the planet are rising up against the vuvuzela. Various television networks are toning the noise down in their broadcasts. And in Germany, there's a bloke offering a bit of software, which he claims will get rid of the buzz altogether. In oval ball football here in Australia, we have a State of Origin game on this evening, a game so overshadowed by the Andrew Johns race row to be almost rendered meaningless. For the record, New South Wales needs to win this evening to level the series at 1-1. And look, just a bit of a whispery thing to consider. David Gallop, the CEO of the NRL, is impressing high-placed people in Canberra with his leadership qualities such that a move away from rugby league's top job might just be on the cards. As one knowledgeable observer noted yesterday, he's probably too good for rugby league. In Australian football, which appears to have benefited mightily from both the Germany debacle and the Johns disaster, well, it has its own bit of the tawdry stuff to deal with at the moment. A Carlton property steward is alleged to have spat at the umpires after the Blues were beaten by North Melbourne last weekend. We expect rate better from the property stewards, one AFL official has allegedly said. And in rugby union, England has had an uplifting win over the Australian Barbarians, 15-9, and one of the English players has been charged with uplifting too. Winger Matt Banahan cited for a dangerous tackle on Beric Barnes. The English again dominated in the scrums, the Barbarians conceding 8 penalties there, and this weekend's test will probably be no different. I'll be back with more sport tomorrow, Frank.
And we'll look forward to that, Warwick. Thanks very much. It's 23-8 on RN Breakfast.